Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Last time on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
We haven't been all that successful towards our mission to stop the end of time.
Oh, I'm aware, yes.
And now you're telling us that our best friend is possibly evil.
It is Blathoxel, the destroyer of Selene.
What's happened to your voice?
It's become sexier.
You will destroy them all. We will be the gods.
Hear ye, hear ye. Selene Festival in the forest tonight at midnight.
There he is. Bring it in for a hug.
I'm possessed by an ancient evil. I can't hug you.
Well, maybe you need to hug me because you're possessed by an ancient evil.
Loxen, Goddess Loxen, please, please help me.
Darcy's amulet lights up with a blinding glow.
You see the goddess in front of you raise her hand.
You are in service to three goddesses, and you will be torn apart.
If you loved me, you would fight this power within you.
But this power within me is the only thing that's going to keep you and this idiot safe. I promise I'll try to come back.
We open on the moors, the mist, and the rolling hills, and the remains of a castle. And as we come down, we see a figure standing in the center of the ruins. There is very little left of this castle. The moss has become part of the stone, and the air smells of musty dirt and decay. As if this castle has not stood for 1,000 years, and yet Blatt can see the outline of where the great hall once was, and he can see the outline of the base of what was once the tower that led up to Selene's chamber. But there is nothing else.
What? I don't under. What's happening? Why is there nothing here? Why does everything look so old? There should be fairies and bricks that walk like people. It's only been a few months since I was here last. I don't understand.
You hear the sound of something moving somewhere beneath, very faint. And you do see what remains of the stairs that led down to the basement.
There we are. Nice try, Selene. You thought this would trick me? You just moved downstairs.
And Blatt takes the stairs down.
And something explodes outwards. And bats swarm past you, screaming out into the growing dusk. And ahead of you, the stairs hit a dead end.
So, bats.
We are suddenly in a chamber made of ice. It gleams and reflections bounce off every surface, for everything is made of ice. And it is a large, oval chamber. Mostly empty, except in the center, staring into a bowl that's lifted off the ground by a narrow stem, a bowl of ice, is Celine. And beside her is a shadowy figure that keeps transforming, coalescing and recoalescing into different forms. A woman, an imp, constantly changing and somewhat ephemeral, like you could see through them. And in the bowl, as we get closer, we see that Celine is watching someone that is emerging from the basement of what was once her castle.
Yes. Yes, Justine. He has taken the bait.
Yes, your plan. Your plan seems to be coming together. I think.
No thinking. This plan must work, Justine.
Yes, no thinking, Your Eminence. Of course.
He believes he will defeat me. He and that, what's left of that goddess in him.
No, there will be no defeat. There is never defeat for Celine. Not as long as I am here. No.
Let us hope that is the case.
Of course, Your Eminence. How could it not be? I can be anything, anyone. How could anyone conquer me? Because I am never here to be conquered long enough.
And you will not live a day past my demise.
Yes, Your Eminence.
Now, he is searching for me. He must find me, Justine.
Yes, I will guide him. I will bring him to you. Yes, that is what you wish, yes?
Yes, you will bring him here, to the White Palace, and the broken goddess inside him, the goddess who no longer has her source of power.
No, her power can never conquer yours. I will do your bidding. I will go as quickly as smoke, like
wisps. But no, you must make him believe he is finding us. Do you understand, Justine?
Yes, Your Eminence, I do.
It must be difficult or he will not want it.
It shall be done.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Michael Howey, Carter Siddle, and Marisa King. Episode 21, Ice, Ice, Baby.
We return to the Temple Idris, the giant tree rising out of the forest. It's daylight. Birds sing and move about. The storms have cleared. The tree has seen better days. But flowers grow and slod move around the grounds. And inside the tree, in the main chamber, we find Egerton and Darcy packing their bags to head out.
So do you have room in your bag for this mustard?
No.
Because it looks like you don't really have much in your bag yet. And as you can see, my bag's already pretty full, jars of
you
food
have- and- Three varieties of mustard already in your bag. Mm-hmm. Why do you need that one, too?
This one has sprinkles.
It doesn't matter. We're not going to win this with mustard. Leave the sprinkle mustard behind.
That is a very interesting insight, and I'll take it into consideration, Lieutenant Darcy. But I think it's very important that from a general point of view, we take all the mustards we think we might need.
I think you might need to prioritize. So why don't you take out the sparkle mustard if you want the sprinkle mustard?
Because they are clearly for separate occasions. I mean, how foolish would it look if I were to walk up to someone and say, here's sprinkles, and they're like, oh, I wanted sparkles.
Okay, well, what about this one? What about the stripy mustard? Surely the stripy mustard can go.
Yeah, but you need that because if you're wearing dots, you need to have stripy mustard.
I give up. This is not important right now. We have to get going.
I bought you the lunchbox. Three each.
Oh, thank you so much. These are delicious sandwiches.
Thank you. Yes. Mm-hmm, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. They look great.
And no horseradish. Good job, Lasbo.
You're welcome. I did put extra mustard, though.
Excellent. Which kind of mustard?
Just mustard.
What? What do you mean just mustard?
The yellow stuff.
Why is your mustard yellow?
I don't know. Is your mustard not yellow?
Well, some of it has yellow polka dots in it.
Egerton, sit down for a minute.
Okay.
There's just plain mustard in the world. Nothing else. It's just plain yellow mustard.
Well, we're still pretty proud of it, I want to say.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine, Glasgow. Okay. You're good.
Thank you.
But
So I guess this is goodbye.
Oh, very well. Mother Speckley is coming. I'll go tell her you're leaving.
Yes, yeah, we need to hurry. So if you could bring her quickly.
Okay, I'll go get her. I forgot to give you the napkins.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Darcy, you're probably going to need these.
Yes, I'm sure I will.
Yeah.
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 I'll take most of them. Okay. How about that?
Okay. You'll be the napkin holder.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yes, very well. Right. Oh, Darcy Egerton. Is there anything I can do at the last minute? Anything I can
I've got some questions about this yellow mustard.
No, we have no questions about mustard. It's fine. The mustard is all good.
Great. I wish there was more I could do. I'm sorry that my plan did not work.
Well, it kind of worked. I mean, Blatt did come down and we did hug him. I feel like the power of, what's her name again?
Loxon.
No, the other one.
Hey, no, we don't say that word.
Thank you, Darcy.
Oh, Celine. I think the power of Celine might be too much for him, though.
I'm afraid it might be as well. I wish there was more I could do. I do have one of these baubles. Do you know how to use it?
Yeah, I think I remember.
Just smash it on the ground.
Oh, one of those baubles. Yes, right.
It will open a portal back to here. Should that be useful?
Excellent. So, General Egerton, what was your plan again for getting Blatt back?
Right. We're going to continue the Hug It Out plan. This is Hug It Out version 2.0. This time, we're going to hug him hard. And that will make the difference this time for reasons that the slod that have just entered the room will now espouse.
The super hug.
Yes, the super hug. I've got diagrams here, flowcharts.
Wait, let's show the alternative super hug 7A. We've been working on it.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
So let me get this straight. We're traveling to Celine's.
I can't hear you. Abort!
Okay, so we need to do that again. This is why we train.
I know, sorry.
So these mistakes don't happen out there in the field when lives are on the line.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So we're traveling to Celine's castle to hug Blatt. Is that the plan?
Yes.
We're over a village pre-dawn, and in the early morning light, we see a group gathered outside a house, and on the door is painted the symbol of Celine, the moon. And the crowd outside appears uneasy, but trying to be supportive of one individual who keeps looking towards the house. And inside, we hear the cries of a woman in labor. And the man steps forward, but is grabbed by the group and pulled back. And they are handing around glasses of a steaming liquid. And on the outskirts of this, in the shadows across the street, we see a figure watching.
I hope Stephanie's doing okay in there.
It's okay. You shouldn't go in there. The midwife's in there. She'll be fine.
Yeah, because screaming's always fine.
Well, it does happen in labor. Celine will watch over the baby.
Oh, well, I hope so.
I'm sure the baby will be healthy.
I mean, we sacrificed the first two to Celine, so this one would be okay.
You what?
Well, that's what we do, is you have two babies, you sacrifice them, the third one works out fine.
No, I sacrificed my first five.
Oh, well, I guess if you're really pious like that, but not all of us can afford five.
You only sacrificed five?
Well, yes, I felt that was enough.
We sacrificed six. All right, everyone, all right. So I'm trying to do the official census now. So we're up one, so that's in the plus column, but you say you sacrificed three of your children.
That's right, that's
so
right.
So now we're negative three, so really that's just negative two.
Negative seven.
Negative seven.
Five, remember
you're
five?
You're negative five.
Oh, but I did have Roger. That's a plus one.
Oh, that's a plus one. So really the last one's a negative four. All right, so from what I can tell, everyone in the village is just outside of this house right now because we're no longer propagating.
Well, I guess if you put it that way, yeah. But, I mean, there are the raccoon families.
Well, the raccoons aren't capable of voting, so I don't believe we can count them as true citizens.
Well, I'm offended by that. Raccoons have just as much right to
Roberto,
vote.
Roberto, yeah. The door is opening. It's your child.
My child's walking?
Well, no, your child's being carried by the midwife, Roberto.
Oh, well, that makes more sense.
All right, so that's officially a plus one, then. We're keeping this one and not sacrificing. Oh, very good.
Wonderful,
very
wonderful.
Very good. I'll change the sign outside of town, then. All right, very good.
Oh, cheers.
And as we pull back, on the top of a building across the street, we see a figure with wings tucked against his body, watching this whole scene play out. And unbeknownst to Blatt, out of the darkness, tendrils of blackness are creeping and merging together into a female form, but six paces behind him.
I thought maybe Celine might show up in one of these places that agreed to worship her, but still no sign. Why did these idiots decide to follow Celine? I couldn't get anyone to worship the moon. Why are these people moonites?
We cut back to the ice palace, and Celine is pacing so rapidly the ice on the floor is growing slick and glistening in the light, and she is shouting,
Justine! Jin!
Yes, yes, Your Majesty, Your Eminence, yes, here I am.
Yes, there you are. Why have you not spoken to him?
I was following him. I was watching what he did. I wondered if he might find his way here on his own.
Let me be really clear, Justine.
Yes?
Before I drink your soul, you must play the game. He believes he is in control. You must set up a challenge for him. You must taunt him. Do you understand?
I think so, Your Majesty. But you do want him to come here. You want to face him, yes, yes?
Yes, here. To the labyrinth.
To the labyrinth, yes. I will bring him to the labyrinth. I will go now and bring him to the labyrinth.
Yes.
I understand.
You better.
I will find him in the next village. In the next village, I will find him.
We hear the sound that comes with the heat right at the peak of midday when the sun is burning so hot and the canteens are running low and the forest seems unending in every direction and the path just keeps meandering. And Darcy is leading as Egerton follows behind.
Okay, but this time I actually have something in my shoe.
Oh, you always have something in your shoe.
Well, they don't quite make them wide enough for my feet. And things, you know, end up getting in and they hurt. And we'll just hold the party for a second while okay. I just sit down.
Wait. What? Egerton, wait. Did you put the mustard in your shoe because it wouldn't fit in your satchel? Is that where you put it?
I need to have the selection just in case because it is very uncouth to show up without appropriate condiments.
It's also uncouth not to be able to walk. That's why you're sore. Take the mustard out of your shoe.
Fine, okay. It's a little warm now anyway.
Why don't you just leave it here on the side of the road?
Litter.
That's rude.
Egerton, do you realize we're going to possibly face the goddess of the moon to save our friend Blatt? And he's possibly gone all evil, so he might kill us all anyway. Do you realize that there's more important things going on than mustard?
Yeah, but not more important than littering.
Okay. So what solution do you propose?
Well, I'm still pretty sure you've got like two things in your bag.
Fine.
Okay, there we go.
If this will end this, give me the mustard.
Here you go.
All right. And I take the mustard and I place it in my bag.
Excellent. Shoe back on and party forward.
Yes, forward. How long do you think this is going to take?
Well, according to my calculations, when we divide the y-axis by the longitude of the latitude...
Never mind. We'll just keep walking.
Well, if only we had a gnomish place.
Finder?
Seeker.
You're right. Seeker. Good. Good. Yep. All right. Let's just keep going.
Okay.
Are you coming into the village now, are you? It looks like I'll have to change the sign. Are you permanent residents or just visiting?
Well, that depends. What kind of restaurants do you have here?
Well, we have one.
No, we're not permanent residents.
All right, just visitors then. So just underneath the large number here, I'll just put in brackets, plus possible two. There you are then.
I feel like we are two. That's not a possible, like, that's...
But you said you weren't interested in being a permanent resident. You're just visiting then. So I've just put this here just in case you might be changing your mind then.
Okay. Well, that's positive thinking. I like that.
Now, you'll like our one restaurant. It's only one, but it serves food.
Oh, well, I do like restaurants that serve food.
Ah, then you're in luck then.
What kind of foods do they serve?
Well, there's hot.
Yep.
And then there's cold.
Okay, okay.
But in the middle, you have tepid.
I've always liked tepid.
Ah, yes, you don't burn yourself, nor is it too crunchy.
Because when things get cold, they get crunchy.
Exactly, like ice.
Yes.
Which we also be having in our village.
Excuse me, yeah. Sorry, just...
Oh, hello.
Don't mind me, just... Sorry, Peter.
Are you leaving then?
We are.
Oh,
I'm so sorry, I can't...
I'm running out of paint, Gladys.
I know, I can't do it again. I can't sacrifice another child. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry that the one rule of our village is against your morals. I don't want to be sacrificing any of my children to the goddess of the moon.
What did you say?
You said sacrifice?
You said goddess of the moon?
Oh, yes, Celine, goddess of the moon. We all worship her here in this village.
What? Do you see her? Is she ever around here?
Well, you do know what the moon is, do you?
Yes, we know what the moon is, but what about the actual embodiment of the moon, Celine? Does she come here?
Well, some believe that Celine watches everything that we do and judges us on whether we're good and bad.
Oh, I mean, I'm just... heading out to go into the forest shopping.
Oh, good. Winky, wink, wink. That's right. Not really moving out permanent-like.
No, no.
All right. So I'll just alter the sign here to say possibly
definitely.
Definitely three coming back. All right. Off you go, then. Good luck with your shopping.
Thank you.
So this is an interesting town.
He's very hungry.
I am so hungry. It was half an hour since we stopped for our last snack.
Really? Because you reek of mustard.
Well, there's a funny story about that.
It's not that funny.
So, there we were getting ready for an adventure.
So, excuse me. You need to tell us more about your goddess. Do you have ceremonies where you summon her here? Have you seen a winged demon-type creature around here?
Oh, well, that's a ridiculous question there, isn't it? Winged demons. Oh, demons just flying about, visiting people and getting involved in adventures. Pull the other one then, young lady.
But you sacrifice your children to a goddess you never see?
Well, yes, that tracks. It's our religion, you see. Okay. We're not be worshiping demons, young lady.
That would be a little weird if they were worshipping demons.
Thank you. You see, finally, someone that talks good sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you've seen no strange creature that made you feel a little scared who talks in a really gravelly voice.
Oh, well, now our local school teacher is a very large man, and he does have a bit of a speech impediment.
Is he red?
Only when he drinks.
Okay, I don't think we're going to get much more out of this.
Okay, well, if you were to want to perhaps pay homage to Celine in person, would she have a, I don't know, lair nearby somewhere? Like a castle?
Well, I don't know if our village would be the one to be asking that question. Now, there is a village just a little wee ways down the road. They also worship Celine. But they also, rumor has it, have a wee spot where the Celine powers are, well, emanating from. If you believe that sort of thing. Also, they have two restaurants.
Okay, party forward.
All right, let's go.
All right, so you're just continuing on then. You're not stopping at all, because I'll just have to alter the sign again.
Well, we can send back some paint for you.
Oh, excellent. Then I can start from scratch. All right, so who lives in house number one? That would be Aaron Abrams and his wife, Betty, and they sacrificed...
It's the beginning of the middle. The end of Time and Other Bothers.
Hey everyone, Sean here, and a few announcements, then we're going to get you right back into the story, because man, we were having fun with the format on this one, just totally rolling by the seat of our pants, a lot of change-ups. I loved how everyone was playing different characters. Super fun, hoping to do that again. Okay, first of all, just a reminder about the Reckless Play Guild on Facebook. It's an open group. You are encouraged to come and hang with us. There are four shows in there, all amazing live plays. We've got Dark Dice, Dungeons and Dragons, and The Lucky Die, and us all in there, and it's a super fun time. So check that out. You can search for the Reckless Play Guild on Facebook. And now it's time to call out some awesome new peeps. And man, we got a lot of new supporters this last 2 weeks stepping up and joining our Patreon. And we just can never thank you enough. But what we can do is thank you on the air. And that's what I'm going to do now. So big thanks to Joseph Fox, Jack McNamee, I hope I pronounced all these right, Tracy Thompson, Saad Hussein, Nathan Howe, Alicia Hall, Jack Pevyhouse. Woo! Whoop. I was all excited, Jack, and I pronounced your name wrong, and Eli corrected me. He pronounced me over my shoulder. Jack Pevyhouse, Rob Wilson, and Elise Ducart. I'm going with Ducart. That's what we're doing. Okay, and now, roll the drums. I'm doing really good with my English today for some of our amazing old-timers. Now, this is a special group of three names I'm going to read off. These people have been with us for a very long time. First, I have Aaron Lane. Thank you so much, Aaron. Next, I have Kareem Cronfley. You may know this gentleman because he's been in our show, and he's an amazing actor, voice actor, just all-around great person, and man, can he play dark characters. And you might have heard of this third name, Michael Howie. He's been a Patreon supporter of us even before we started End of Time and Other Bothers, and we can't thank him enough for that and for being a great friend. And thank you all for being great friends and for spreading the word about this show. And now I got some bad news. It's not my fault, I swear. Okay, it's totally my fault. There's going to be a short break after episode 22. The table's back together, we're recording, but we sort of missed a couple of weeks, and so we're going to be regrouping, getting some more episodes under our belt, and then relaunching with episode 23. So follow us on Twitter, Facebook, our Discord. We'll be putting announcements out when we know our new launch date. But that said, you still have an episode and a half left before the break. Anyways, thanks all so much. Let's get you back to the show.
Egerton, I was very clear about this. I don't just want this place to be about desserts. We need more than just fairy cakes. We need sandwiches.
Yeah.
We need some snacking. We need veggies. We need plates of veggies.
What are veggies?
vegetables that grow out of the ground.
Yeah, you know, you can actually, if you put those in water and soak them, right, for a while, and then you cook them up, they can actually make a really nice creamy topping to a fairy cake.
No, no more fairy cakes. Look, you have 400 fairy cakes.
Yeah, that's exactly how many fairy cakes I need.
Not everyone wants fairy. Blatt, how are you doing with the drinks? We got to get the drinks going.
Well, I knew that he was going to have a little bit of pushback against the whole protein thing, so I'm adding it to the drinks.
What?
Tea with protein, coffee with protein, soda with protein. It's actually not bad. No, I'm wrong. It's actually pretty terrible.
You know, I'm the only one with experience in this sort of entrepreneurial business. Why don't any of you listen to me?
Didn't you work for, like, a big government office building with a cafeteria?
Well, okay, you're right. I don't mean entrepreneurial business. I mean experience at a cafeteria, right? That was me.
I've got the kitchen at the Nexus and my fairy pouch.
I don't think that really went well.
Is this thing on? Hello, drive-thru? No. Hello?
Yeah, yes, yes. Can we help you?
Oh, yes, I would like 3 coffees, extra hot, extra protein, 1 skim protein, and hold the foam on the second.
Wait, where did that menu come from? Blatt, you put up the protein menu without asking me?
Well, we sell it. Why can't we have the menu up?
Oh, fine, just get these drinks ready. Snagel will take anything that you give him.
Did you ask him if he wants fairy cakes?
How I did
many
not.
Fairy cakes? Sneagle, can you hear me?
What? Hello? Yes?
Okay. Do you want any fairy cakes?
Yes.
Excellent. I will get 200 prepared for you.
Okay.
All right. Well, that'll be 50 sovereigns then.
Oh.
Oh?
Well, when you said you wanted me to be the first customer, I didn't know I had to have money. I thought I was just gonna, you know, say what I wanted, and it was like a game.
But that's how we run our business, through money. That helps us to buy all the ingredients and supplies.
Okay.
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 Okay, so here's what we're gonna do. I'm just gonna write down here that you owe me 50 sovereigns.
Okay, yes.
And I'm gonna write down otherbothers.com.
Okay.
Okay. And you're just gonna go there. And when you have your 50 sovereigns, you're gonna make sure that you note that down and you bring them back to me, okay?
Okay.
Oh, I bet though he could go to that other bothers dot thingy that you talked about.
Yeah.
And he could probably, I don't know, like be a patron of the cafeteria or something.
That would be an excellent That'd be pretty idea. Cool. That's a good idea, Edgar.
Mm-hmm, can I hear Blatt talk like Blattman if I do that?
Yeah, for you know what? $10 a month, Blattman will come to your funeral.
Okay, I'm gonna sign up right now. Bye everyone!
His funeral? But then, how will he know if I'm actually there?
We're standing on a parapet in a slightly larger town, and the parapet is attached to a Gothic building that appears to be some kind of school or library or monastery or study. And on the cobblestones beneath, we see some hooded figures running, and we see flashes of smiles, and we catch whispers. And the hooded figure is watching as they all move into a room lit by torches.
Yes, children, come in, come in. It's time for lessons.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Father.
You're all wearing your hoods up again? I thought we talked about this in last week's class on fashion.
Oh, yes, Father, we'll take them down. We just light them up.
I've messed my hair up.
Now, that's not what the Goddess of the Moon teaches us. The Goddess of the Moon teaches us that looks are more important than anything else.
He doesn't have any hair.
Hey, hey, I shave my head by choice to show solidarity with the moon, who is representative of our goddess, Selene.
Not a sign of stubble, but sure, we believe you.
Okay, now the both of you together are going to recite the prayer to Selene.
Oh.
That's what you get when you make fun of the teacher. So together, same time, I want to hear the rhyming prayer to Celine from the two of you. Same time. No mistakes.
Oh, Celine, you are the best, best moon goddess.
And the second verse?
Oh, Celine, you are the greatest moon goddess.
And forevermore.
Amen. Okay, okay. You've been practicing. I can see that, and I appreciate the effort. Now take your seats while we prepare for today's lesson on taxes.
Oh, I hate tax class.
Everyone hates tax class until it's time to collect taxes, and then they go, I wish someone had taught me how to do this when I was in school, and now I'm an adult, and I don't know what I'm doing.
Professor, I just get really confused on how we divide the babies and the children by trimester on tax. It really confuses me.
Well, you divide by three.
Right.
Trimester. Three.
Yeah, I know. But then if it's two babies and it's tax season in May.
Well, that really depends on the height of the grass outside of the parapet.
Right.
If it has extended beyond the first stone,
yeah,
then it's an integer of four.
Right.
If it is below the first stone, it is the circumference of the moon when it is waxing in retrograde.
I'm never going to get this.
You see, now, I heard a rumor that when we collect all the babies and we stick them in a field for Celine to collect, that Celine doesn't collect them and the babies just crawl away and eventually get raised by wolves.
That's just a rumor. Now go back to using your baby bone pencils and take down the information I have put up on the board.
Yes, Professor. Hey, did you see something out the window?
What out there? You mean the moon? Oh, God, she's watching us.
No, it's not full moon. You know what? You have to know the diameter of the moon.
Well, I'm going to admit I'm terrible at this.
Are you cheating off me again?
Well, yeah. You're sitting right beside me.
Oh, my God. Look. No, up there on the parapet. I swear I saw somebody standing there.
Well, who could be standing up on the top of the parapet? You'd have to be able to fly to get on top of the parapet.
I know.
Oh, that's your boy. That's weird.
Yeah.
Who could fly?
I know.
Eyes forward, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. And carry the two and baby.
I'll just eat this apple while you continue to work.
Merritt.
Yeah.
Look, let's distract the professor and go outside and see if we can see what that was.
Oh, and maybe we could worship a flying being rather than Celine, the goddess of the moon.
Are you crazy? You can't say that.
What they can... This new one can fly. God. I don't think Celine can fly, so maybe we should be worshiping the new thing.
You are such a bad boy. I love it.
I'm not going to wear the hood anymore. I've decided.
Oh, my God.
Boys, hands to yourselves.
Plan beta, distract.
Oh, no. I've thrown something to the other side of the room. Could you please collect that for me?
Fine, I will go and collect it for you, but this is really irresponsible.
Your apple is rolling out the door.
What? How? Oh,
Two different directions. Whatever will you do?
Okay, class, you go collect that apple outside while I try and find this pencil under all of these desks.
Yes, Professor.
Go.
We cut to the parapet where Blatt stands, and the darkness is swirling around him as tendrils reach out in every direction. But out of the darkness, rising up this time beside him, is another form, also formed out of mist.
Blatt!
Well, this is new.
Do you recognize me?
and this fairy appears, a small fairy that would be very reminiscent of all the fairies that Blatt has seen around Selene and attending to Selene. Blatt! Blatt! It's I, Tinkleberry!
Oh, Tinkleberry.
Yes, yes, I know there were so many of us, but I was one of Selene's attendants, and I know that you are a loyal servant of Selene, and I don't know if you've heard, but great destruction has come to the castle, to Selene's home. The Sun People came to us, Blatt, and you weren't there to help. Have you heard?
I've actually been to the castle.
Yes, so you've seen it, the destruction.
It seems pretty bad, yes.
I was one of the few to survive it.
Well, I'm so happy that you survived.
Oh.
Tinkleberry.
Thank you.
Of course I remember you. It would be quite rude for me not to remember one moon fairy out of the thousands that I passed on a single day.
Well, I'm so flattered because you were one of Selene's favorites. Well, to be truthful, you are Selene's favorite. And I'm so glad I found you because she needs your help, Blatt. She needs you. You are one of her last loyal subjects who will protect her.
Oh, she's alive.
Yes, oh yes. Yes, the Sun People wanted it otherwise, but she is alive. She survived.
Is she injured or perhaps sick?
She is shaken. There is no doubt she is shaken. But I think if you came to her side, Blatt, you would give her the courage she needs to revive and to fight back.
I'll give her something.
Okay. That sounds like it could be positive. I will show you the way. Are you ready to follow me?
Yes. Fine. Lead the way.
Let's go. And Tinkleberry takes off from the parapet very rapidly, watching Blatt follow behind her.
And Blatt does follow.
Push up. I'm almost to the top. Oh, here, let me help you. Okay. Come on. No, I got you.
Well, if there's nothing here, why'd you pull me up?
I don't know. I swear, I heard talking. Didn't you hear them talking? Something talking?
What? Talking to themselves? So the flying thing talks to itself? I don't want to worship it anymore.
Hey, look.
Look, you can see the professor down there.
Talk about...
Wait, we can spit on him.
Oh, great. Aim for the moon. And by that, I mean his head.
Merritt?
Yeah.
How are we going to get down?
Oh, simple. We're just... Quick! Pray to the wicked thing to rescue us! Dear wicked thing, whose identity we do not know, come and collect us and land us in safety.
And consume our souls.
What?
What?
Why would you want that?
I thought that was the prayer.
What? Consume our souls? Yeah, we gotta stop worshiping Selene.
Yeah.
Entering the larger village is Egerton and Darcy. They look weary from the road, and this village spreads out before them, probably 30 or 40 buildings, except this village has what appears to be a Gothic monastery rising out of the center that the village is built around and in service to.
I'm so weary from that road.
Yeah, it was a long road. But look, that building over there, that seems to be a place of worship, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you could probably worship something there.
I think we should go check it out.
Why?
Because this is probably that holy emanation place that other person was referring
right.
to.
Right.
Maybe we can find something about Selene.
Okay, let's go knock on the strange Gothic building's door and see what happens.
Hey, look up there. It looks like two kids are looking down at us. Oh, it must be their greeting.
Oh.
Hello!
Help!
We also worship the moon!
Oh, they're so dumb, and I think one of them's a fairy.
What? No.
Okay, you knock on the door.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Oh, you're a tall one, aren't you? We're here because we don't want Celine to die?
Hello.
Ready? Hello, my name is Egerton. I come from a faraway land, here to bring you goodwill and cheer.
Also, we have mustard.
We have four
types.
You may
come in.
Oh, that's all it took. Didn't even want to know about the different types of mustard.
You know what? You're right. It's just good currency in these parts.
Can I see the mustard?
Yes, you can.
Which kind of mustard are you interested in?
There's more than one kind.
My friend, let me tell you about the wonderful world of mustard. Darcy, you go investigate while I talk with this guy about mustard.
Whoa, I had no idea.
Well, let's start with... Well, okay, there's this plain yellow stuff. I mean, we have it, but...
What do you mean? That's all we cherish.
Well, here, you hold on to that.
Okay.
But how do you feel about sprinkles versus sparkles?
Oh, my God.
And I move around behind the lunar monk to sneak into one of the first classrooms on the left.
And you see the back of Father Ricardo, who is busily eating an apple.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle you.
Oh, you're not one of my students.
You sound really familiar.
Well, I have a lot of family in these parts.
That would make sense.
But that's not the point of my being frightened. You're an adult, and you've come in here to the place where we teach children and murder babies.
Excuse me?
What? You didn't know about the... Don't you worship Celine?
Oh, you mean the sacrifices.
That's
yes,
it, right.
In my village, we don't use the M word. That's not how we see it.
I'll call it what it is. We murder babies.
Oh, sacrifice.
Excuse me, Father. Have you seen Merritt and Johnson?
Oh, the two small boys?
Yes.
They ran out,
yeah.
And they never came back.
Oh, very good. I'll keep looking. Thank you. Sorry.
I'm upset because I was hoping we could murder them later.
Oh, there's a lot of that going on.
You mean sacrifice, Father.
Right, let's call it what it is. We murder small people.
Let's bring this up at Circle. We've had this conversation many times.
All right, semantics.
Father, if
yes.
I may call you that, I, as you noted, am an adult, but I felt like my childhood education really suffered because I was not able to attend one of these lunar monasteries.
Oh, tragic.
And I have come here as a supplicant to learn more about Celine and how I can bring her closer to my heart. And I think the best way for me to achieve that is to get as close to Celine as I possibly can.
Oh.
And you, being as aged as you are, surely must know where Celine's holy castle or house might be?
Well, you know that she has a large castle where she lives.
Right?
But in times of great strife and trouble, she hides in a large building.
Oops, sorry, it's coming in. Lunch.
No,
lunch
we don't need. There's no lunch needed here.
So we always have lunch at this time.
Oh
Ricardo, here, I got your sandwich.
Thank you.
Is that sparkly mustard on that?
Oh, it's so pretty.
Yeah, we've come across some amazing mustard recently.
Right. Anyway, Father, you were saying about a large...
Sorry, no work during lunch.
What I like is that this part sparkles, but this part is more sprinkly.
You should eat that. You should eat that really quickly.
All right.
You don't want it to get cold.
Cut to 25 minutes later.
Father, surely you could continue the sentence you were doing earlier about where Celine might be in times of strife. Is this a time of strife?
Wait, I'm almost at the part of the sandwich that's not sprinkly, but sparkly.
Sparkly, sparkly. Just like the sky over Celine's...
Cut to 25 minutes later.
Those were good sandwiches, Ricardo.
Look, my napkin has sprinkles and some of the regular yellow.
Father, I have three children I'm willing to sacrifice if you just talk to me.
Now you're speaking my kind of language.
Continue.
So, in times of great strife, what Celine does is hide under the ground in a very large building.
Okay, and where would this building be?
Under the ground.
And where would the ground under which it is be?
Soil.
What region, Father? How far from here? In which direction?
Oh, it's not far at all. In that, here's the tricky part. It's in the back of the building, underneath a bathroom that says it's under repair.
You mean it's here?
This is a clever ruse. The bathroom always seems to be under repair.
I understand. Are you saying that it's here at the back of this building?
Oh, hi, everybody. I brought dessert.
Egerton, no.
Oh, hi, Darcy. Here, do you want some dessert? These aren't fairy cakes, but they're a nice loaf.
I want no dessert.
You want no dessert? That's not like you. Normally,
Egerton,
like your dessert.
What? Yeah. I'm busy.
Ricardo, okay. You should tell them that you can't get in unless given permission by the fae.
Well, certainly, but she seemed very interested in getting sleeved up. Hers was a childhood bereft of Celine raising.
Yes,
I'm
very.
I'm so sorry.
Thank
so
you.
Little tragedy in your life.
Yes, yes. Very lunar lacking.
Oh, bless. Bless you. Bless
thank
you with tragedy.
Thank you, thank you.
So, look, this one here delivering us the dessert. Perhaps this fae could then give permission for this one to go into the broken bathroom.
That would be really convenient for us.
Sure. If you want to leave those desserts here, you know.
Well, I was going to sit with
you
and enjoy.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They have
sparkles.
Well, is it mustard sparkles or just sparkles?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. So which direction is the bathroom that needs repair?
Well, it smells like a bathroom that's in disrepair, so just follow your nose to find the moon.
We'll ask along the way. Thank you.
Oh my, no. Mustard on this is not good at all. I'll finish it, though. You know, I never saw that particular fae before. I wonder if I did the correct thing. Oh, well. No, I've changed my mind. Mustard on this grows on you after a while. Oh, aftertaste. Yeah. Where's my water? Someone took my... Wait! I think those two took my water! Guards! After them!
We fired the guards last week.
What?
Yeah, they tried some kind of protest against child murdering.
They're against that?
I know, they got
Someone
tired.
Someone stole my water and is heading towards the secret Celine area!
Father, I have shocking news! I'm so sorry to interrupt! It's about the children!
Yes?
They haven't been murdered at all!
What?
No, they were never murdered! Celine has simply taken them and used them in her servitude! But Father... This is one of your closest held beliefs. They've never died, any of them.
Well, that's it. If you need me, I'm going to be in classroom 3, bashing my head against the chalkboard.
Do you want to take one of the desserts with you?
Oh, please. It really does grow on you after a while.
I'll reword the scriptures for you, Father. I'll make sure it's all now corrected.
My life is a hollow lie.
Darcy steps through a door. A door marked, "Do not enter, call janitor." But on the other side is the sound of birds, and there's green grass and sun, and there is a grove that is a perfect circle. And in the center of that grove is a very large face stone. And standing at that face stone, arguing with it, is Blatt.
I demand entrance.
You can demand whatever you want.
You're just a face stone. Let me pass.
Gladly. You need merely have the permission of the Fae, which you no longer have.
Coward. So you expect me to simply stand here on the off chance that a fairy should just walk up and grant permission for me to enter?
Look, Darcy, it's one of those female eagles.
What?
Wait, is that Blatt?
Blatt!
Blatt! We found you!
How you doing, buddy?
We're gonna hug it out, aren't we?
We're so gonna hug it out! Come here!
Absolutely!
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Marisa King, Carter Siddle, and Michael Howie. Dialogue editing and transcription by Michael Howie. Sound design by Eli McAlee. Story consultant, Laura Packer. Game consultant, Stephen Smith. Supporting producers, Kim Bellinger, Evelyn Jones, and Ryan Cushman. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get weekly bonus content and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
We're over a village. A rather nondescript village. It's pre-dawn. And there's the sun just starting to rise above. Sorry. We're over a village, a rather unusual.
I'm so over this village.
We're over this village. Scene.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Jesters of Ravenloft is a new podcast being recorded on Twitch. It's D&D 5e, and we'd love to tell you about it, but we can't. Because seriously, the cast know nothing about what is going to happen. Adam McNamara is mystified. Del Borovic is baffled. Guy Bradford is bewildered. Tyler Hewitt is even more clueless than usual. And me, Ryan LaPlante, the DM, I'm the only person who knows what's going on. We're live on Twitch May 31st at 8:30 p.m. EST. And every Friday, after our Wednesday night shows, we'll be dropping two episodes of Jesters of Ravenloft here. So get ready, subscribe, and soon you will be journeying into Ravenloft alongside our jesters. Oh yeah, don't tell them about the whole Ravenloft thing. They really know nothing.